We've set our production estimates for 2009 at 4 million tons at Tilden and 2.7 million tons at Empire. And if you look at what our rated capacity is, that's roughly about half of the rated capacity of the two facilities.
And this is based on what?
Well, as we look into 2009 and see the continued economic slowdown globally and how that's impacted our steel making customers and partners, we see their orders reduced, and as a result, we have to balance our production and our inventory with their demand.
The other part that was mentioned in the release concerns the discussed expansions. Tell us a little bit about an update there.
Well, again, as we look at reducing production at this point, it just does not make sense to go ahead with a production expansion or increase at this time. We haven't canceled that. It's been deferred, and it's really going to be dictated as to when we resume those types of activities based upon the market and when that returns back to what we saw earlier.
Was this somewhat of a surprise? Was there a downturn here that suddenly caused this, or what happened?
Well, I think we've all been surprised at how rapidly the global economy in many sectors, including certainly manufacturing and steel, has gone south over the last several months. And certainly the steel industry isn't immune to that, and we're tied directly to the steel-making companies.
As we also look at other bits of the message today, I know that those layoffs had been discussed already earlier. You and I talked about it. The company got a good word out about that. But where are we now with those proposed layoffs of 300, 350 people?
Well, when we provided the WARN notices back in November, we said that it was possible that we could lay off that number. And now it looks like that is going to be more than likely. Now, it's hard to say at this point if we would get to that 350 number, but that's the number we're using at this point.
And what are some of the factors that to be watched for, I guess, in terms of coming to that number? I mean, how will, if a few are laid off first and then more, or what's the process?
Well, it's all part of the process, and I don't have a real good handle on when those layoffs would take place and what the initial number would be and how we proceed. But obviously, when you reduce production, you need to balance the headcount to match your production levels.
Was the current status of the big three and also the leading Japanese automakers, was this a factor in this decision overall?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a factor in our decision. Our decision is really based on our steelmaking partners and customers, and obviously, if you look at what the big three Japanese automakers and other sectors of the manufacturing area have done to reduce their levels of production, that's all a big impact, certainly.
What is kind of the message, I guess, that you want to leave there for folks here in Marquette County with this particular announcement today?
Well, you know, we're a cyclical industry, Walt, and we have been for 161 years here, and this is certainly a very sharp downturn in that cycle, but we're fairly confident in the long-term health of the global steel industry, and we think that that will rebound at some point. It's just hard to predict where that is and when that'll happen, but we remain positive about that. We think that the steel industry in and of itself, certainly in North America, has been much stronger than it has when we've faced these previous kind of down cycles, and we think they can weather the storm a little bit better than previously. We've been through these ups and downs before, and certainly we're confident and focused on getting through this one as well.